Right, now, I've got a little kind of thought for you at this point. Did anybody see any fireworks last night?
Yeah.
Did anybody hear any fireworks? Okay, right, after three, I want you to give me your best fizz-whizzy sort of fireworks sound. You know? One, two, three. Okay, now I think we should do the bangs next. So after three, I want your best bang sound. Here we go. One, two, three. Oh, I enjoyed that. Let's do that again. One, two, three. Very good. After three, your best sparkler sound. One, two, three. Wow, that's very good. I didn't know you came with that. Okay, now, thinking about fireworks. Oh, where's the notes gone? I think I've done some little thing. Thinking about fireworks and how fireworks work. When you're there, you're watching the fireworks. They look amazing, don't they? You stand there, you're waiting for all that time. And then they start, and they can be incredible. And sometimes in our lives, we have those incredible moments, don't we? Which are just like that. When everything is going, this bag, it's all wonderful and superb. However, the fireworks don't last for very long, do they, while they're in the sky? And sometimes when we see, when we're living, we're going through life, things can be like that too. It's really bright and then it's totally black, isn't it? It's the moment the fireworks go out, it goes black. And sometimes you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. We were waiting, weren't we, last night? We went to fireworks, waiting. And it starts and it can be a disappointment. In fact, the display we went to last night, they lit the bonfire and then they set up a few fireworks before the display started. And the man who was doing the commentary was like, oh, that shouldn't be happening. So life can be a bit like that too sometimes, can't it? Just thinking about what it means to be a Christian and what the message is for following the Lord. When God created the world, everything, well, it wasn't quite like this. Well, this is you know, pretty new, so it looks quite nice, doesn't it? So when God created everything at the beginning, it was clean and it was perfect. Okay? And that's the first P we're going to do, perfect. So everything was right and everything was as it should be. Okay, and the Bible talks about there being a garden and says God walked in the garden. And Adam and Eve were there and they were able to have that incredible relationship with God. Right there, just like the person sitting next to you is right there this morning. But it didn't take long before it got spoilt, did it? Adam and Eve, they both ate from the tree that they shouldn't have. God said you can eat from anything in the garden, but not that tree. And that's what they did. And that's how sin came into the world. Now, we all know what that's like, don't we? When things don't always go quite so well. When we live in a way that perhaps we shouldn't. I'm going to just take out there what's inside my little bag. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, so this isn't quite so good, is it? So this is what kind of happened, isn't it, to our handkerchief. It started off like this, all clean and beautiful, and it wasn't very long at all before it got all spotted and spoiled. I thought that I've got an assistant. And that's what it's like, isn't it, in our life. And this bag I'm using here, it's empty. Well, not quite, it's got my hand in it. But apart from that, it's empty. But, you know, we experience that, don't we, all the time. When we're at work, perhaps, people saying things or acting in a way that they shouldn't, which isn't very nice. When we're at school, things can not quite be so good. You want to pop that back in there? People can be nasty to you in the playground, can't they? Mm-hmm. It could be also, perhaps you're not getting on very well with your neighbours. Or, you know, people are being selfish about how they park. Could be anything like that, and we experience that, don't we? And we see that. And that's called sin. When we're putting ourselves first and we're not trusting in God. But thankfully there is some good news and there is hope. Do you want me to pick out there what's inside there for me, Kelly? Yeah, that's it. And do you want me to hold up so everyone can see? This is one of the amazing things, isn't it? That things start off not so great. But they don't stay that way when we trust the Lord Jesus. And this is what being a Christian and knowing God is all about, isn't it? That we can indeed know those spots can be taken away. And you might well wonder where they've gone. Well, they're here. Because, you see, this is what Jesus did, wasn't it? For us. But Jesus took away that sin. And those parts of our lives when things don't go so well, when we're not living as we should. And he made everything right again. So, starting off when everything was perfect, then we have a problem because of our sin, and Jesus stood in our place so that we could know forgiveness from that sin. Let's just say a prayer, and we're going to sing our last song this morning. Dear Lord, thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross. That you came, you died in our place, that we could know new life. You took away our sin, all those things which stop us and act as a barrier from having a relationship with you. You don't want that to be there, Lord. Thank you that you took that away by your death, and that you didn't stay dead, but you rose from the dead, and you invite us just to come to you. Just like in the story of the prodigal son, when the son came back to you, and you welcome us with open arms. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Right, you need your sheets again then. And if you have a look on there, you're going to sing the song Amazing Grace.